Welcome to From Suffering to Serenity, the podcast where we explore the journey of finding inner peace and happiness amidst life's challenges. I'm your host, Losa McCoy, and I'm here to guide you on this transformative path. In this podcast, we will dive deep into the human experience, exploring various topics such as overcoming adversity, personal growth, mindfulness, and the art of self-care. Each episode will feature inspiring stories, expert interviews, and practical advice that will empower you to embrace your own path of healing and self-discovery. Life often presents us with insurmountable trials and tribulations that seem, but through understanding and acceptance, it is possible to transform suffering into serenity. Together, we will explore the power of resilience, the impact of positive thinking, and the significance of self-compassion on our journey towards a balanced and more fulfilled life. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, grief, relationship challenges, or simply seeking to cultivate a greater sense of well-being, this podcast is for you. We will provide you with the tools and insights needed to navigate the ups and downs of life, helping you discover your inner strength and find peace even amidst chaos. Remember, you're not alone on this path. Our community of like-minded individuals is here to support you every step of the way. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfortable spot, and let's embark on this journey together, from suffering to serenity.
Scripture of the week comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light.
At X's Nose Candle Company, we specialize in crafting hand-poured candles that transcend the ordinary. Our brand is built upon the pillars of artistry, sustainability, and sensory delight, ensuring that each candle embodies more than just fragrance and light. It encapsulates a moment, a feeling, and a connection. We take pride in our commitment to sustainability using natural ingredients and eco-friendly practices. Every candle is a testament to our dedication to the environment. Our fragrances are carefully curated to evoke emotion and memories, turning any space into an immersive sanctuary of comfort and nostalgia. Beyond mere products, our candles are catalysts for togetherness. They're designed to spark moments of warmth, connection, and fostering an ambiance where love and harmony thrive. Our mission is simple: to illuminate your life with the gentle glow of a beautifully crafted candle, inspiring moments of joy, unity, and serenity. You can find X's and O's Candles at www.xsandoscandleco.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Owning our story and loving ourselves through the process is the bravest thing that we'll ever do. Brené Brown. Welcome to From Suffering to Serenity, the podcast where we explore the journey of confronting the darkness in our life and emerging victorious, taking life one step at a time. I'm your host, Losa McCoy, and today we're diving deep into the topic of mental health struggles and the transformative power of turning our pain into peace. Mental health struggles affect millions of people worldwide, yet it often remains shrouded in stigma and silence, which makes it so much harder to ask for help when you need it. Whether it's depression, anxiety, PTSD, or any other mental health challenge, confronting the darkness can feel like an uphill battle. But as daunting as it may seem, there's always hope to be found in that darkness. Let's look at some statistics about mental health first. According to the World Health Organization, globally, more than 264 million people of all ages suffer from some type of mental health disorder. However, anxiety disorders are the most common mental health illness in the United States, affecting approximately 40 million adults aged 18 and older and about 18.1% of the population every year. Mental health issues are prevalent among young people. In the United States, for example, 1 in 6 youth aged 6 to 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. Suicide is a significant public health concern. Approximately 800,000 people die by suicide worldwide each year, according to the World Health Organization, making it the second leading cause of death among individuals aged 15 to 29 globally, only being beat out by cardiovascular disease such as heart disease or stroke. Despite the prevalence of mental health struggles, there is often a treatment gap. The World Health Organization reports that on average, only 1 in 27 people in low-income countries receive treatment for their mental health issues. In high-income countries, the rate is 1 in 5. Mental health struggles also affect productivity, and the economy. In the United States, mental health illness and substance abuse disorders cost employers an estimated $225.8 billion annually in lost productivity. The stigma surrounding mental health remains a significant barrier to seeking treatment. According to the National Alliance on Mental Health Illnesses, approximately 60% of adults and 50% of youth with mental illnesses do not receive any treatment at all, which is staggering to me. These statistics highlight the pervasive nature of mental health struggles and the need for increased awareness, support, and access to treatment for those who are affected. My personal journey with mental health struggles began as a teenager and followed me through my young adult life and into my marriage and the raising of my children before I was able to get the proper care I really needed. It was a dark and challenging time, but through therapy, support from loved ones, and self-care practices, I began to see a glimmer of light amidst that darkness. It wasn't easy, but with each step forward, I found myself transforming my pain into peace. Confronting my struggles took immense courage and vulnerability. It meant facing my deepest fears and insecurities and acknowledging that I needed help. But I realized that by confronting the darkness, I was taking control of my own narrative and reclaiming my power. It was a very liberating experience. This powerful realization empowered me to take control of my life once and for all. My advice to others that are suffering through mental health issues would be to reach out for help and support, whether it's from a therapist, a trusted friend, or support group. Please remember that you are not alone. Let me repeat that. You are not alone. You are so needed in this world. There is strength and vulnerability. Healing is a journey, and it's okay to take it slow. Overcoming depression and anxiety and other mental disorders is a journey that requires patience, effort, support. Here are some steps you can take to begin that journey. Seek professional help. Reach out to the mental health professional, such as a therapist, a counselor, or psychiatrist. They can provide you with the necessary support, guidance, and treatment options tailored to your specific needs. Don't be afraid to try several different therapists until you find the one that fits you and your issues. It can sometimes be hard to find a good fit, but don't give up. Always educate yourself. Learn more about your condition and how it affects you. Understanding the symptoms, triggers, and coping mechanisms can empower you to better manage your mental health. Develop healthy habits. Focus on maintaining a healthy lifestyle by prioritizing regular exercise, nutritious eating, sufficient sleep, and avoiding harmful substances like alcohol and drugs. These habits can significantly impact your mood and overall well-being. Practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Engage in activities such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, or progressive muscle relaxation to help reduce stress and promote overall health. Taking the time to be mindful will give you a sense of power against your illness. Make sure you build a support network around you. Surround yourself with understanding and supportive friends, family members, or support groups, sharing your experiences and feelings with others who empathize can provide comfort and encouragement. Set realistic goals. Break down your tasks into manageable steps and set achievable goals for yourself and celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and be compassionate toward yourself when faced with setbacks. Challenge any negative thoughts you may have. Recognize and challenge negative thought patterns and cognitive distortions that contribute to your depression and anxiety. Replace them with more balanced and realistic perspectives, assuming that because you feel a certain way, it must be true. Challenge this by questioning the validity of your emotions. Just because you feel worthless doesn't mean you are worthless. Engage in activities you enjoy. Participate in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, whether it's pursuing hobbies, spending time outdoors, or connecting with loved ones. Always seek professional treatment options where available. Make sure you explore various treatment options that may be available to you, such as cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectical behavior therapy. Medication is a choice you need to make, but there's alternative therapies like acupuncture or art therapy. I personally love to craft, and that means spending time crafting when the world gets out of control. This helps to center me, and I'm then able to focus on the tasks at hand. Practice self-compassion. Be kind and compassionate toward yourself, especially during difficult times. Treat yourself with the same empathy and understanding you would offer to a friend in a similar situation. Stay consistent and patient. Recovery from mental health disorders takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself and stay committed to implementing positive changes, even with progress seems slow. Last but not least, you'll want to monitor your progress. Keep track of your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors using a journal or a mood tracker. Reflecting on your progress can help you identify patterns, triggers, and areas for further growth. This is a perfect place where you can practice crafting. I like to journal and craft at the same time. Just remember that overcoming mental health challenges is not a linear process, and it's okay to seek help and support along the way. You're not alone, and there is hope for healing and recovery and changing your pain into peace. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the complexities of mental health struggles. As we close, let's reflect on the stark reality illuminated by the statistics we've explored together. Millions worldwide grapple with mental health disorders, yet stigma and silence often overshadow their battles, making it daunting to seek help. Yet amidst the darkness, there is hope. Our personal narratives echo the resilience found in confronting our struggles, embracing therapy, leaning on loved ones, and practicing self-care. Each step forward is a treatment to our courage and determination. To those listening, know that you are not alone. Seeking support is not a sign of weakness, but a courageous step towards healing. Remember, healing is a journey, and it's okay to take it one slow step at a time. As we part, let's commit to fostering awareness, understanding, and access to treatment. Let's cultivate empathy, support, and acceptance for those battling mental health challenges together. Together, we can transform pain into peace and ignite a beacon of hope for all those in need. Thank you for tuning in, and may you find solace in knowing that brighter days lie ahead.
As we conclude this episode of From Suffering to Serenity, may the stories shared and the wisdom imparted serve as beacons of hope on your personal journey. Remember, amidst life's challenges, there's always room for growth. As we navigate the journey from suffering to serenity, may we find solace in the timeless wisdom of Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. In embracing this profound peace, we pave the way for a transformation that leads us from the depths of hardship to the serenity that only divine grace can bestow. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, may you find peace in every step you take. God bless you.